This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. That was a tune called Sunburst, which was composed by me and recorded in 1976 in Australia, Sydney, Australia, when I was working over there with Colleen, and we put together that tune. I'm not sure why it was called Sunburst. It could have been the finish on the back of the resonator of a banjo, except that my Baldwin banjo didn't have a sunburst finish on it, or could have been named after the little boxes of orange juice that you could buy in Australia. I think it just seemed like a good name. Anyway, it made for a good tune, and we had a lot of fun playing that. Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Colin Watson on guitar, and Alan James on bass. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. This is May in New Zealand, and I don't know, you may be hearing the show at another time, but May is New Zealand Music Month, so we try and make a point of featuring New Zealand music during the month of May, and this is the third such show where we've been doing that sort of thing. I hope you're enjoying it. A band that's regularly featured on Back Porch Bluegrass, and very proud of the fact that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band has been recording in every decade, including the 60s, since then, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 80s, teens. We haven't recorded in this present decade, but there's a lot of music in there, and so I make no bones about the fact that there's quite a bit of Hamilton County or my own music involved in being featured on this, and hopefully it fits the context of the show. I hope you're going to enjoy it. But this is a tune recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1972. And it's one of my favourite tunes that we ever did, written by our guitarist Alan Rhodes. And it's one called Old Times.
Girl are playing by the back porch doorway, and the old Ford truck in the middle of the driveway, and the big old tree as it waves at times when the wind blows is making it all come home to me. Oh, I dream all the time as I'm sucking on this bottle of wine, and it's dreams like this that makes me want to leave all the trouble I've caused in my life so far behind me, and it's making it all come home to me. And it's easy to forget as to remember. Oh, how did I forget? Now I remember. A country dinner, I'd eat a whole lot and I certainly didn't get no thinner. When the dishes were done, we'd all sit around and pick some of them old time tunes and the way they used to be done. Oh, where did you get that pretty little dress and the shoes you wear so fine? Oh, tell me, pretty little miss, all the sun ain't gonna shine. I got that dress from a railroad man, shoes from a driver in the mine, and if you don't watch the way you talk, I'm leaving you behind. And it's easy to forget as to remember. Oh, how did I forget? Now I remember.
Love those long fade endings. That's Old Times by the HCBB and written by Alan Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, Miles Ray on that lovely walking bass there. A lot of the times when New Zealand musicians develop a level of competence, they get to play with other people, and lots of our musicians like BB and, well, this next one is a classic case. Mark Mazengarb was a wonderful guitarist from New Zealand, and it was back in 2018 I went to see a house concert of him with two friends from the USA, and Mark had brought them over to New Zealand and was touring through the country. Joe K. Walsh on mandolin and vocals. Many of you will know him from his work with the Gibson Brothers. And Andrew Van Nostrand on fiddle and vocals. And with Mark on guitar, they made a formidable trio and did some wonderful music. And they had a six-song EP, I suppose you call it. And I'm going to play you a track off that right now and maybe another one later in the show. This first one is one called Moonshiner with some wonderful guitar work by New Zealander Mark Mazengarb.
Moonshiner, whiskey and beers. I go down into my holler and sell from my still, and I sell you some whiskey for $2 bills. Don't kill me, I live a long time. But God bless those moonshiners, they're old friends of mine. Their breath is more sweet than even moonshine.
Amazing Garbin Friends, and the next track that I play is going to be quite different from that. One of the problems we have in New Zealand here is quite often the very competent bluegrass musicians get to play on other people's albums, and usually a country music or in-between music or pop music or something like that. We are notoriously under-recorded, I would be happy to say. And once again, with a small population, it's an expensive process to record an album and put it out, and you know that your friends and your audiences are going to buy it, but that's about all, just because of the small population we have down here in New Zealand. But there's still some wonderful musicians here, and just thought I'd make that point for you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's a classic old tune called Old Joe Clark, played by myself and Colleen Trenwith.
Thank you.
yes. Well, that's one way to play fast, isn't it? That was Paul and Colin Trenwith playing Old Joe Clark back in 1974, when we were very much part of the sort of contemporary bluegrass music scene. And we were in Australia at the time that we were recording that, and we were trying to make some music that was going to be available to all sorts of people. One of the bands that's been very visible in New Zealand over the last 10 years or so is a band called the Pippi Pickers. You've heard them before on Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted to be able to play them again with from this album called With a Spade, and the song that I've selected is the first track, one called It'll Be All Right. And the Pippi Pickers are Janine Abarbanel on double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin vocals, Barry Talkington on guitar, and his son Nathan Talkington on banjo. And they have a bit of help, John Eganis on dobro, perhaps. I'm not sure if I got his name right there. And Gunther Flutney on some backing vocals on this track as well. Here's the Pippi Pickers. It'll Be All Right.
I always thought that you would fly, sail away, learn to ride. Would you wait for a change in tide? Take a train, catch a flight, go ahead, it'll be alright. There's no one that you owe it to. You do what you want to do. You start the car and leave tonight. Go ahead, it'll be alright. We'll still be here, it'll be alright. Drive up past the city lights. Watch the day turn into tonight. You'll be feeling better by midnight. Winding road will make it right. Go ahead, it'll be alright. What is past is done. There's no use holding on. Don't look back. That old house is gone. Ground it rested on. Turn out that light. Don't look back, it'll be alright. In life, go ahead, it'll be all right. Make mistakes, it'll be all right.
That was the Pippi Pickers with It'll Be All Right, and they do a great job of playing music and presenting bluegrass music, particularly around the Warkworth area, which is the area that they are from. And they were responsible for the bluegrass or the kiwigrass festivals that we had just for a few years until COVID decimated the music industry in New Zealand, which it seemed to manage to do, and I'm not sure that we've even recovered from it yet. Way back in 1975, there was a great group down in Dunedin comprising Reed Hudson on dobro and vocals, George Bailey, who was a US man working in New Zealand at the time, Bruce Fergus on bass, Barry Patterson on guitar, and Mike Pelvin on mandolin. They all did lots of singing, and they had some great material, both borrowed from overseas bluegrass bands as well as New Zealand material. I'm going to play a song from their Bluegrass Expedition album of 1975. It was called Wanted, and the track I'm going to play is one called Stumbling Stone.
Die. Erase the pain that lingers on. Sweetheart, don't be stumbling stone. Stumbling stone, you let me fall in a sea of loneliness. Tears that I cried are just tears of regret. But I keep hoping, praying, saying once again I'll stand alone. And I'll never ever fall and be your stumbling stone. Tonight, darling, try to do no wrong. Don't break us apart before tonight. Sweetheart, don't be a stumbling stone. Stumbling stone, you let me fall in a sea of loneliness. Tears that I cried are just tears of regret. But I keep hoping, praying, saying once again I'll stand alone. And I'll never ever fall and be your stumbling stone. Of loneliness, tears that I cried are just tears of regret. But I keep hoping, praying, saying once again I'll stand alone, and I'll never ever fall and be your stumbling stone. No, I'll never ever fall and be your stumbling stone.
Some bluegrass from 1975 from the southern end of the South Island of New Zealand. That's getting south. Those boys are real southerners, let me tell you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been doing this show because I love bluegrass music and have done since the mid-1960s. And all the music comes from my collection of CDs and LPs, and that's probably why it's got huge gaps in it in terms of an overall picture of bluegrass music, but it's my picture of bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying sharing that with me as we go along. I'm pleased to say this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a big store in Hamilton, New Zealand. Lots of helpful people there, and you can go and buy anything from a new Martin guitar to strings for your ukulele and everything in between, and they're all very helpful people. I got my first five-string banjo from Shearer's back in 1965, and they've been doing a good job ever since. Oh, on the show we're featuring New Zealanders because it's New Zealand Music Month, and I'm sort of digging into my collection to find out what I have of other New Zealanders playing. And of course, I've been involved in lots of music with recordings made right through since the 1960s. And for the late 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s, really, I was with a gospel group, Paul and Colleen Trenwith and Friends, and we had friends from our local church who played music with us, and I'm going to feature a couple of tracks from a vinyl LP there. The LP is called Trenwiths and Friends, Now to the King. And one of the lead songs on it, Now to the King, is one sung by our woman singer, Lisa, and Lisa Eggles. Her husband, Vince Eggles, played guitar and also did vocals. Colleen and I were playing banjos and guitars and mandolins and fiddles, and Daniel Beckman was playing bass. And we had a bit of help from Bronwyn Riddle on vocals. I'm going to play two tunes, both written by me, first one is a real bluegrass gospel song called Will You Be Waiting? And the next one is one which became a very popular song of ours called Now to the King Eternal, based on the scripture from 1 Timothy 1:17. Now to the King Eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory forever and ever. Amen. And it became a really popular song for our group, and we were delighted to be able to present our music and gospel music to a lot of people in churches and public concerts and all sorts of environments. But here's Will You Be Waiting?
For the Savior, with a smile upon your face, will you know the victory when you have run the race? When he comes again from glory to call his people home, will you be waiting when the Savior sounds again? In the Bible I have read about the coming of the Lord. There are lots of people saying it won't be long. You can read it for yourself in Matthew chapter 24. I have never found the Bible to be wrong. Will you be waiting for the Savior with a smile upon your face? Will you know the victory when you have run the race? When he comes again from glory to call his people home, will you be waiting when our Savior comes again? Trumpet sounding loud and clear, so all the world will know he's arrived to take the faithful ones he's known. What rejoicing there will be among the ones who call him Lord when together we depart our earthly home. Will you be waiting for the Savior with a smile upon your face? Will you know the victory when you have run the race? When he comes again from glory to call his people home, will you be waiting when our Savior comes again? But there are those who won't believe in, there'll be many left behind. They have not believed the warnings that he gave. There'll be weeping, there'll be sorrow, there'll be some deep despair. They weren't waiting for our Lord to come again. Will you be waiting for the Savior with a smile upon your face? Will you know the victory when you have run the race? When he comes again from glory to call his people home, will you be waiting when our Savior comes again?
To the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever.
When I look all around me at the world he's created,
So I'll sing out his praises and tell of his greatness. There's so many blessings to share.
Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible,
song Now to the King, and sung beautifully by Lisa Eggles there, doing the lead part with some great harmonies from Bronwyn and Vince. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is celebrating New Zealand Music Month, and there's not been a great deal of bluegrass-style recording going on in New Zealand, just bits and pieces, and I certainly haven't got all of it, and I miss out on lots of it. But one band that does a fine job of playing a real middle-of-the-road type bluegrass features, of course, Brian Christensen, who's one of our great banjo players in New Zealand and with a long history of bluegrass music. Also in the band is Robbie Levin, who's a well-known musician, very eclectic in a variety of styles, mandolin, fiddle, washboard, triangle, singing, saw, guitar, and different noises on things. Gary Trotman, bass player and vocals, we've heard him before with some of his songs, working with the Wires and Wood Band and doing a great job playing bass and writing songs too. And Neil Finlay, well-known in New Zealand for his guitar, harmonica and vocals work, very much a blues player in many ways. And this album called Swinging on the Gate is a sample of the sort of very wide mix of music that they play, but I've selected a banjo instrumental as being most appropriate to my Back Porch Bluegrass Music Show, written by Brian. So it's a self-penned song, and it's one called Swinging on the Gate, and he wrote this in 2012. I forget when this album was recorded, sometimes in the mid-20s. Here's Swinging on the Gate, Brian Christensen and the Remarkables. New Zealand band The Remarkables were Swinging on the Gate, banjo played by Brian Christensen there. I'd like to say big hello to all the people listening on podcasts. There's a whole different lot of ways that you can get the show on podcasts. It could be on Spotify or Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a whole bunch of different ways. And thank you for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you're enjoying it. It's definitely my take on bluegrass music. So I'm sort of very sideways from the mainstream of bluegrass music, and I've become very aware of that as the years go by. In the last few decades, I've managed several trips to the USA, but none recently. And I'm starting to notice that my experiences of bluegrass music are definitely 5 years ago, and need to do something about that. But meanwhile, I've got a whole lot of shelves of bluegrass music, so I hope you're enjoying them. All the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout Canada and throughout the USA on Bluegrass Planet Radio, for example, and who else? All sorts of people. That doesn't matter who it's all listening. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Oh, yes, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. I remember to put that in there, and I knew I'd written it on my sheet somewhere. Thank you very much. And for all the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand, this show is aired different times of the day and night, so you might catch it anywhere. Back Porch Bluegrass. And it's a lot of fun to play the music. I hope it's as much fun to listen to it. One of the women who's found a niche in bluegrass music is one Pam Finlay. Used to be Pam Crow. Pam Finlay, she is a country music singer at the country music club that I played at, and I listened to her voice and thought she'd do a fine job of singing with a bluegrass backing band. And so we put together a bunch of songs and recorded them with Pam, and she subsequently joined the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. But here she is doing Alison Krauss's Every Time You Say Goodbye, Pam Finlay.
What do you see? Looks like tears that I cried, falling down like rain on the ground. Every time you say goodbye, take a look around now. Why don't you feel the way that cold wind stings and bites? But your words just are like arrows through my heart. Every time you say goodbye, there's a restless feeling knocking at my door today. There's a shadow hanging around my garden gate. I read between the lines the words you can't disguise. Love has gone away. Put these tears in my eyes. Look at the sky, baby. Just like my tears, falling down like rain on the ground. Every time you say tears in my eyes.
Finlay with Every Time You Say Goodbye. Here's Mark Mazengarb, Joe Walsh and Andrew Van Nostrand with a real old-time tune from Carson Robertson back in 1934. And it's just a little bit different from what you might normally hear on Back Porch Bluegrass, but I love to play some old-time music, and there's some superb guitar work here by Mark Mazengarb, New Zealand guitarist. It's called Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie.
I'm a lonesome cowboy, far away from home, far from the prairie that I used to roam, where the doggies wander and the wind blows free. My heart is there on the lone prairie. Carry me back to the lone prairie, where the coyotes wail and the wind blows free. When I die, you can bury me neath the western sky on the lone prairie. My saddle, give me back my gun, give me that old bronco that I used to run. Let me spread my blanket by a rippling stream, cowboys singing in the campfire's gleam. Carry me back to the lone prairie, where the coyotes wail and the wind blows free. When I die, western sky on the lone prairie.
Wasn't that pretty? Oh, a good song is a good song, no matter when it was written or how it's done. And I thought they did a superb version of that. Mark Mazengarb and friends on that, folks. Here's the Bluegrass Expedition from 1975, doing a great version of the country gentleman's song Matterhorn.
We started out from Bern one sunny August morn. There was just the four of us against the Matterhorn. Albert the Australian and John the Irishman. Me and Bill from Britain had dogs in the sun. Matterhorn, Matterhorn. Many have tried, many have died to climb the Matterhorn, that mighty Matterhorn. crashes fell below. Alan built a lion beneath an avalanche of snow. Now here I am all alone, and I know I cannot stall. 2 more yards in front of me before I reach the top. Matterhorn, Matterhorn. Many have tried, many have died to climb the Matterhorn. That mighty Matterhorn. Surely knight me if I can get back down. But it's closer here to heaven than it is back to the ground. Matterhorn, Matterhorn. Many have tried, many have died to climb the Matterhorn. That mighty Matterhorn. That mighty
That's a bluegrass expedition, and that's what you might have heard if you were down in Dunedin in 1975 and they were doing a gig at the local pub. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're celebrating Bluegrass Music and New Zealand Music Month. We have a bunch of youngsters. Well, they were youngsters. I've grown up a bit more now. That's a band called Roadworks, and from the album Unrealistic Expectations, great name for an album. This was the boys when they were in their mid to late teenage years. Sam Frangross Rhodes was probably about 17 when they did this, probably. And he plays mandolin, fiddle, bass and vocals. Lawrence, his big brother, was a year or so older. He plays guitar, does most of the lead vocals, plays banjo. And the young brother, Nate, did some vocals. Dad recorded and mixed them, and they put out this great album. And the song I've selected is one called Soon May the Weller Man Come. And this is a New Zealand folk song, which is unusual for these boys, but it's a great song, and I'm glad they did a version of this. And it's a story about how the people that supplied the all the whalers and sealers around the coast of New Zealand and the early 1800s, the Weller brothers used to deliver all the groceries and supplies to them as they needed it. And this ship was being towed by a huge whale, and the Weller man just kept visiting them and bringing in the supplies while they were still fighting that whale. So let's hear Soon May the Weller Men Come from Roadworks.
There was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The wind blew up and about it down blow my bully boys bow. Soon may the wellermen come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Went down on a ride of whale aboard. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Before the boat had hit the water, the West Hell came up and a quarter. All hands to the side, a boom and border when she dived below. Soon may the wellerman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, but he belonged to the whaleman's creed. He took that ship in tow. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, bent tight once more. Our boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale would go. Soon may the whaleman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Thank you. far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his regular calls to encourage the captain, crew and all. There was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The wind blew up and about it fell, though my bully doors blow. Soon may the wellerman come, carry sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come, carry sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Well, thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're at the end of the show now, and all that's left for me to do is say tune in again next week. If you need to contact me, paultrenwith@gmail.com will find me, and or you can get me through Free FM if you just go to their webpage. And meanwhile, we'll take it out with, what's the tune? Rosewood Ramble. It's a interesting tune from one of the first banjo tunes I wrote, and it sounds like this. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.